This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Happy Monday.
Yeah, it is.
Did you have a nice weekend?
I did.
Good.
Yeah, I did. I got to surf. I got to watch a ton of football.
Oh, yeah.
Football's back, everyone. Man. Yay! Mm-hmm. Yay! Although the Niners lost.
I know. Oh, my God.
Are you surprised?
How empty was the... I mean, I get it. By the end of the game, everyone was like, I got to go anyway. But they were showing shots of the... I was like, there's no one there.
The biggest laugh... Although I'm sure the people of Santa Clara who, you know, said, hey, we'll take the stadium, and they're not laughing. They're like, what do you mean you're not going to the games? The biggest laugh is that the Rams down in L.A. have made the news because no one's going to the, like, welcome home, home opener. No one came. And the thing is...
Is it the weather?
No.
Because the weather's pretty bad right now.
It's, well, maybe partly the weather, but people live down there in that all day, every day. They know that weather. Mm-hmm. It's that no one went to the Rams games before.
Yeah.
That's why they left town.
Did the Chargers play yet? And are they playing in the
stadium?
No,
I don't. They're going to eventually share the stadium that they're building, but I don't think they're sharing wherever they're playing now. I don't think they're sharing.
Yeah, it's weird that L.A. suddenly has two teams.
And had none. And there was a reason. Mm. Like, the Rams forever were in L.A. and then moved to Anaheim for a bit, hoping people would for some reason show up there.
Uh-huh.
And no one went there either, and that's why they moved to St. Louis. The thing is, you have to put a team on the field that's winning to make people want to go.
Right.
If people, you know... don't have a shot at a W. I
got other things to do.
In some areas where there's nothing to do, they might go just because that's the thing.
Yeah.
But in a place where it's sunny and there's beach and there's Disneyland and there's...
Right. Plenty of stuff to do.
You name it.
It costs less than going to a football game.
Right. Well, and I went to a football game. I don't know when it was. When was that? It was at Candlestick.
Oh.
But damn it if the people aren't so absolutely blind, drunk, belligerent pukes that you just go, I don't want to be around this. And I know it's coming from a sober guy, but I'm fine with people partying. I mean, blackout, belligerent, can't talk drunk.
Right.
And you just go, you know what, man, I can't be around this.
Is that where your girlfriend got... like hot dog down the back.
The dude behind us was so wasted he couldn't talk. His friends couldn't talk. He's eating a hot dog and he coughs. Luckily, it was kind of raining, and so we all had we had those little thin,
plastic covers.
Like a thin North Face, like a raincoat, a little raincoat.
Oh, but not over her hair.
I don't know. I don't remember if her hood... I know my hood was on. I didn't feel anything. But the dude, coughed and stuff got on her. And we were just... And I'm sitting there and you know what? I'm looking at the guy. I turn around. I just look at the guy and he's S-faced. And his friends are S-faced. And I'm looking for help. And I'm thinking... I want to punch him, but what am I supposed to do?
Right, then him and his four drunk friends jump in.
Well, and it's just
then
dumb.
It's a scene.
I at a football game and I'm thinking about punching?
Right.
I'm out of here.
Who am I?
Well, I didn't come here for that.
Right. Yeah.
I was just trying to watch Alex Smith throw the football into the ground. That's all. I just wanted to watch, you know, he's turned into something.
He has.
Showed your pats what's what.
Yeah, he did.
But that day, I watched the ball hit the ground at the player's feet. Oh, Alex.
Yeah, some days you got it. Some days you're gone. Yeah, you got to get in the zone.
Anyway.
And actually, yesterday was sort of, I thought, I just guess I didn't expect another scorching
hot
day. It was so
hot.
Full
blown.
I think after last weekend, people are just, you know, if it's 95, no one cares.
Anything's better than
112 or whatever. So it was, I trying to get some stuff done. And I just went, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go sit and watch football. Like, what am I doing out here? Why would I be, why would I want this? It's
one
Sunday.
One of the KCBS kids posted that in San Francisco, a heat alert went out to everybody's phones.
Uh-huh.
Like, check on your old people. And meanwhile, of course, Florida's running for their lives.
Right.
Houston's
right.
still swimming.
Underwater, yeah. Right.
And here in San Francisco, weather hits 86. Run for it!
Hey, man, we all have our things we're dealing with. But I did think that that was probably a big factor in why everyone, you know, as the team wasn't doing well, that they went, let's get out of here.
Well,
it's hot.
Mm.
Hey, yeah.
Did someone says LA Chargers and Broncos tonight? Chargers played a 27,000 seat stadium in Carson and didn't sell out preseason games. 510 says Raiders.
Oh, yeah.
Raiders won. Mm. Yeah. Look good doing it,
yep.
too.
Oh, George 707. Hey, kids. George here. Hello from Paris, France. I can hear you, but can you turn the volume up? LOL. Thank you, radio.com. Taking Alice
Georgie.
Radio on my tour of Paris.
That is so funny.
Hey, George.
George, just go enjoy Paris. You don't have to listen to us. Stop.
Hey.
It's fine. It's a little bit of home.
Georgie, funny. Let me help. I'm watching your travels as you go on Facebook.
Yeah, I've been seeing him on Facebook.
And he posted this selfie where, you know when you're trying to do something and you get a face on where you're just not really smiling?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
George, you look 200 years old and angry in that photo.
And it seems like he has, like, white hair.
I'm telling you, he looked...
It was the weirdest selfie, George. Like, he's looking down. He's trying to get the whatever in the back, whatever structure in the back.
He was just trying to show you what has happened to him.
And it's like, oh, my God, was the flight that bad?
Smile, buddy. You're in Paris or wherever you are now.
All right.
Sheesh.
So, over the weekend, I guess, Hooman, you suggested that Bryn go to some...
Yeah, so I get... one of my friends is one of the PR directors for... the big GLAAD gala that happens
every year
in San Francisco. But she gave me like a day's notice or 2 days notice, and my Saturday was full. So I looked at the celebrities that were going to be there.
Of course it was. Who were the celebrities that were
so
going to be
sickly.
There?
What?
You're just so like, you're everywhere all the time. It just makes me want to throw
my
up.
My Saturday was full.
It was full. I mean, you know, I didn't want to cancel everything.
That's the thing. I know it was, Hooman.
So,
I know it was.
So I looked and I said, it's a TV show that, you know, I've heard of only from, the celebrities are from a TV show I've only heard of from Bryn. Mm. And so I went in the office and Yuzette and Bryn were in there and I said, hey, do you want to maybe interview the lead actress from that TV show on Netflix, 13 Reasons Why?
Oh, that's right. He loves that show.
Yeah.
It's about teenage suicide, right?
It is about teenage suicide. Super tragic and sad.
Yeah. You sounded a little up as you said that.
It's about teenage suicide, right?
And wasn't it a suicide prevention day yesterday?
So I thought that I was going to have do you want to interview so-and-so? And I'm like... okay. I didn't realize it was a red carpet, first of all, which means that you don't have very much time.
And you get to interview everyone.
Yeah. Well, whoever stops for you. Mm.
But I said, if you're going to go, let me make sure that you have a table. You can sit down, have dinner.
Do you have a tux?
Do you have a tux?
And did you have a tux?
No, Yuzette was sitting right there. And I'm like, no, I have suits. I have plenty of suits.
And then what I say, oh, my God, you're so pretentious.
Like, you need a tux.
And then Hooman's like, well, do you have a gown? I go, well, of course I have a gown. Well, it's the same thing.
She has a gown.
I don't have a gown.
Of course I have gown.
No, you don't have a gown either?
I don't have a tux.
No.
Oh, man.
Do you have a tux, Ben?
No way.
I would rent a tux.
Any place I got to go that needs a tux,
you're not going?
Yeah. But so then Bryn didn't just rent a tux. Bryn bought a tux.
Yeah, I went and bought a tux. I had a few people I spoke to about it. They're like, get a tux, dude. Just it's good to have in the closet.
What does a Chanel tux go for?
Oh,
you got
Chanel?
What did you
get from Chanel? I went to the Men's Warehouse.
Yeah, that's where I got it.
I love the Men's Warehouse. Where's my
tux? That's where I got my first tux.
You might love it.
I really like the way it looks.
But his partner is
guaranteed it.
Oh,
Chanel or Gucci only.
True.
It's his first tux.
I don't know if they have men's tux at Chanel.
Oh, please.
You probably need to order it. They need to make it. Yeah, just to size.
Super custom.
So you bought a tux. How much does a tux cost?
Oh, my God.
Tell the truth.
How much?
I spent $1,000.
What's wrong with that?
My God.
Don't gasp.
Oh,
that's great.
Good job, buddy.
Shame on you.
If you use it 10 times.
Woman should have given you $500 for that.
It's fine. I mean, I'll use it for other things as well.
That's exactly right. It's so ridiculous to rent a tux every single time you need to wear a tux.
How dare you say that?
How dare you? He's going to actually go to stuff. His girlfriend likes stuff like this.
Oh, she does.
Fiance, whatever she is.
She looks great, too.
She looks stunning.
I feel like I pass with a suit. It's fine. I'll put a suit and tie on. I'm okay. But it did make me feel better, you know, as I'm
good.
Walking
through. As it should.
Now that I went to this gala, I feel better than all of you guys.
Canceled your events and gone to the show. So
I don't even watch that TV show.
And now you're making him lie to us.
No, he's not. He loves that stuff. He loves that stuff. Anyway, I wouldn't have even known what to ask those actors. He knows the show. Anyway, what happened on the red carpet? Get back to what really
matters. The red carpet was super fun. You know, it was my first time, and, you know, it was good for me to figure out how to do this.
Hold on. And Vaughn went, too. Did Vaughn rent a tux?
I saw Vaughn's outfit. His outfit was so awesome.
Yeah, he looks really
good.
What did he wear?
He looked pimping.
He was wearing a blue suit with a red bow tie.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really cute.
That's cute.
Actually, he had a lot of compliments.
He just looked like real hipstery cool. It's like, oh my God, that's so awesome.
Everything about the event was very last
Bryn.
Minute.
I know. $1,000 and something.
Well spent.
Bond threw together upstage
You know what it is? It's not just the tux. It's like, okay, you spend $700 on the tux, and then they go, you need those, what are they called?
The cufflinks. That's right.
And then
the right shirt.
You can't wear a regular pair of dress shoes with it. You got to wear those shoes, the shiny ones, right?
Yep. So I don't have
shiny shoes laying around the house.
You don't have to get the shiny shoes. I hate those shiny shoes. Hey, did you get the wingtip collar?
I did get the wingtip. Yes. Anita was like, what? You got that? And I'm like, well, Uman told me to.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's way better for a tux.
Well, you know, I felt okay.
What is the difference between a regular collar on a shirt?
So it's just it shows the actual
band.
The band of the bow tie that you tie
goes around it.
Usually, you have a collar that covers it.
And then it just has the little
Exactly.
Oh, so you have to tie the bow tie because you can't just use a clip on and fold the collar down over it.
No, there's ways around that. Yeah, you can.
I
got a clip on. All right. For now, I'm going to learn how to tie a bow tie.
No, it's hard.
It doesn't sound
hard.
Like Anita approved of the shirt though. It sounds like that
so,
was out.
Well, she was working, so she saw me like, she didn't take part in picking out my outfit.
Right, and her comment was, you bought that shirt?
She liked me overall.
You can get a different shirt, though.
Anyway, enough about the tuxedo. Tell us about the event.
Okay, all right.
Even Don Lemon from CNN was like, wow, you look super sharp.
John Lemon,
he said that to you?
Yeah, I interviewed him. Well, he got
he's in 13 Reasons Why?
No, he's not. He got the award because he's out, and he's been out for a long time. Uh-huh. And he was like, I was just wondering when I'm going to finally get an award from GLAAD. And I was like, you know, just talking to him, asking if he's
we're wondering that too.
Asking if he was going to rage. Like, are you going to rage in San Francisco or what? But, you know, I think I was kind of out of context because he just came from New York, and he's covering the whole East Coast thing.
Yeah,
and
right.
And he just flew in just for that, and he's flying out that night. It was like, and I'm over here talking about let's party. But it was fun. I was telling Sarah earlier that I need more practice because I was on the red carpet and there's a lot of loud music. and so I'm just sitting here like, so what do you expect for tonight? What's going to happen? What are you? And they're like talking super soft. And then I watched the footage. And I'm like, why am I James Cortening right now? I'm just totally just obnoxiously yelling into this microphone because it picks up everything.
But
I'll be better for the next time, right?
Yeah, now you learn. But the problem is that when it's loud on the red carpet, it is hard for someone to hear a question that you've asked.
Mm-hmm.
But they do know to not yell. They've seen
yelling.
Enough video of themselves where they're like, holy crap, I'm yelling.
There's no way to practice this stuff in your room. That's the problem.
That
so
is the problem.
All your wankerisms happen in real life.
Yep.
Right. And I'll learn from it.
I can't wait to hear some audio from that of you yelling questions. Grab the worst of the James Corden stuff. I want to hear all that stuff.
Wait. Did you interview the chick from 13 Reasons?
I did. Yes, I did.
Okay.
Her and another co-star. They wouldn't do it solo. I wanted to do one by one, but they were like, we're going to do this together, which is difficult if you're doing two people at the same time.
It is.
So, well, you know.
But I didn't have a choice.
Two people at once.
Did you interview?
The red carpet experience was great. Van Jones from
CNN
as
great.
Well.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other people that you probably don't know. I interviewed a lot of people I didn't know as well. You know, you're like, who's this
super.
Person?
Yeah,
I'm like.
Just
you know,
have like a stockpile of questions.
What's your part in this and why are you here?
Did you ever say to anyone, where would we know you from?
No, I said that to some of the rising stars. So GLAAD has a rising stars, like sort of, they basically go through high schools and they choose kids and they bring them up.
Oh.
And so these kids are rising stars and they're going to be. So I asked them, you know, what will I see you in and what are you going to be when you grow up and stuff like that. So, yeah, I asked a few people that, but I didn't want to ask the wrong questions like, who are you? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, it's tough, man. I'm learning as I go.
Yeah.
So.
How exciting, though.
It was very exciting.
You spent some time working on it this weekend, right? Matching up the audio and the video.
Yeah, so that was
when
late
are we
Saturday
getting,
night.
When can we hear a little of this?
Hopefully tomorrow.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Very
wow.
much the gone get her done
maybe,
Tuesday.
Maybe Wednesday. I have an event tonight, too.
All right. Well, maybe you let me know. I'm excited to hear it. I can't wait to hear you
yelling.
I didn't
realize we were going to. Okay. This is going to be on the website, though, at some point.
Okay.
And listen, everyone, not to take away from Bryn's awesomeness,
His
stuff is, you know, airing tomorrow.
Oh, right.
Just want to remind you all, we're doing a movie review today.
Oh, we are. That's
me
right.
and Johnny Mosley, everyone.
You finally went and saw It?
No.
Oh, come on!
Well, I'm sure Sarah's got a lot to say about that, but we're going to review a film called American Assassin.
Which he was raving about last night. And then Thursday, Rudy's coming in. He did go see a scary movie.
No, he and Bryn. Right. Bryn, once again, on the mic. They're going to review Mother on Thursday.
Yeah. Oh. That looks pretty creepy.
That looks super scary.
Oh, darn. Did I take that back?
Shame Mother. It's
all right. Kayla, I want to talk about the stair run, too. So we'll talk in just a second.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
Well, give us a second.
Sure, you got it. KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Monday, everybody. We're off to the races.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.